New Westminster police arrested three suspects, and seized two machetes, one knife and bear spray, following an assault in Westminster Pier Park. The New Westminster Police Department received a 911 call on Sunday night from someone saying they'd witnessed a group of men chasing another man in Pier Park, and they believed the man who was being chased had been stabbed, said NWPD spokesperson Sergeant Justine Tom. New Westminster Police Department officers located a group of men matching the suspect descriptions in the area of Hayek Square, and three men were arrested, Tom said in a statement to the Record. At the time of their arrest, the suspects had on their persons two machetes, one knife, and bear spray. According to the NWPD, the victim was taken to the hospital to be treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Police will be recommending charges related to assault with a weapon. The stabbing is among a number of recent incidents at Westminster Pier Park. About 2 p.m. on Tuesday, October 4, a teenager was punched by an unknown assailant while he was taking photos in Westminster Pier Park. Police said the man fled the area after the unprovoked attack on the teen, who required stitches to close gash on his forehead. In response to what they called a cruel incident, the NWPD released a description of the suspect and said they were determined to find the offender and track him down. Police subsequently reported that a suspect had been arrested in connection to this incident. On September 25 at about 6:30 p.m., the NWPD received a call from someone reporting that several youths had fled Westminster Pier Park after being assaulted with bear spray. Police asked the victims to contact the NWPD so they could learn more about what had happened and could try to locate those responsible for the incident. The New Westminster Police Department reminds residents that Westminster Pier Park is closed at dusk. The New Westminster Police Department increased patrols this summer in Westminster Pier Park, in response to safety concerns reported to us by other park users, Tom said. Considering the number of incidents we've responded to and police reports we've received about issues in the park, our patrols will continue into the fall.